VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won the New Hampshire primary, but it was a narrow victory over a relative newcomer, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Thank you, New Hampshire!
It's not really a surprise that Bernie Sanders won the Democratic primary in a neighboring state, but this win propels him forward.
It's the beginning of the end for Donald Trump.
It was a narrow victory over Pete Buttigieg, the 38-year-old war veteran and former mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
A fresh outlook is what makes new beginnings possible.
Noting that's how Democrats have won the White House in the past.
I'm Amy Klobuchar, and I will beat Donald Trump.
The Minnesota senator coming in third. Senator Elizabeth Warren says she's disappointed she didn't fare better. And former Vice President Joe Biden, with single-digit support, was looking for more diverse states.
We just heard from the first two of 50 states.
President Trump won the GOP primary over challenger William Weld. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. attorneys involved in the prosecution of President Donald Trump's longtime confidant, Roger Stone, correspondent Tim McGuire.
Several of the prosecutors who convicted Roger Stone of lying to Congress, obstruction of Congress, and witness tampering have resigned from the team after the Department of Justice withdrew their sentence recommendation of 7 to 9 years in prison for President Trump's close confidant. The department insists it withdrew the recommendation to the judge shortly after it was offered Monday night. President Trump slammed the sentence in a tweet early Tuesday morning and later at the White House.
I thought the recommendation was ridiculous. I thought the whole prosecution was ridiculous.
Trump also denied having anything to do with the Justice Department's action. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Sudanese government has agreed to turn over former President Omar al-Bashir and three others to the International Criminal Court for trial. Bashir is wanted by the ICC on charges of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. Prosecutors say that pro-Bashir forces tried to destroy entire ethnic groups in Sudan's Darfur region as they fought to suppress a rebellion that began in 2003. News of the decision came Tuesday after meetings in South Sudan's capital. Health experts now have a specific reference to the latest deadly strain of coronavirus. VOA's Mariama Diallo.
A new name for the coronavirus that so far has killed more than 1,000 people and infected more than 43,000 worldwide, mostly in China.
Having a name matters to prevent the use of other names that can be inaccurate or stigmatizing.
It's called COVID-19. The World Health Organization says it selected a name that didn't refer to a specific geographical location, animal, an individual, or group of people. Meanwhile, as additional cases are confirmed in China and elsewhere, the global community is having a tough time keeping up with the virus. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
And as the death toll from the new coronavirus exceeds 1,000, the top two health officials in central China's Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak, have been removed from their post. Leaders in Afghanistan say that the United States has made notable progress in ongoing peace talks with the representatives of the Taliban that are taking place in the Gulf state of Qatar. President Ashraf Ghani tweeted late Tuesday he has received a call from U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, sharing with him the latest developments in the turbulent U.S.-Taliban peace process aimed at ending the 18-year-old Afghan war. The nearly 18 months of U.S.-Taliban peace talks lately have bogged down after Washington's demands for the insurgent group to significantly cut Afghan violence in return for an American troop drawdown in the country. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says that dissolving the bilateral agreement with the Philippines that covers visiting U.S. military forces there would be a move in the wrong direction. Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte gave formal notice to the United States of his decision to scrap the visiting forces agreement late Monday after repeated threats to downgrade the two countries' military alliance. The 1998 agreement provides a legal permission for thousands of U.S. troops who rotate into the Philippines for dozens of military and humanitarian assistance exercises each year. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.